Hey, legends, you know, none of our interviews or episodes ever date, ever. They are all timeless and ready for you for when you're ready to listen. Download the lot and rip in.
Having a bet on the footy this week? Top this. Top Sport have hundreds of markets to choose from across the AFL, NRL and rugby. So whether you're into the big goals or the big hits, there's something for everyone. And Top Sport will let you on for plenty. Top that. Download the app today and bet on your game your way. If you want to get the top odds every time, bet with Top Sport. Visit topsport.com.au. Top Sport. Feel the excitement.
Gamble responsibly.
And when you join up to Top Sport, make sure you include the promo code UNFILTERED. You'll be given the VIP treatment 100%. This is the only podcast that talks with the legends every single episode. On this edition, premiership winning coaches and players, Origin superstars, Test legends, and damn handsome men too. We talk with the guys that provide the moments. It's finals time, so there's a shitload to talk about, and we've got all the answers to your questions. I got one question though. Can someone please tell me, what is a trail mitt?
Oh, what the fuck?
Someone, anyone, this is the Rugby League Superpod. You've been warned. Okay, simple goal here. I just want to find out who the biggest pest at the Brisbane Broncos is. Every club has got that one bloke that's a Hall of Fame pest. He annoys everyone. He annoys all the time. But he's also the bloke that keeps the mood light and keeps everyone laughing. Thomas Flegler is our private investigator from the Brisbane Broncos here. Mate, who are the more annoying ones around the club and why?
The more annoying ones are... I'd probably have to go with Corey Oates as number one.
Yeah.
He's got just a barking voice that is very irritating and annoying, and you can hear him from the other end of the field. But other than that, TC Rabadi, he's a bit of a laugh. He can be a bit of a pest too.
Okay.
But, yeah, mate, nah, he's pretty good.
I was thinking along the lines of coaching staff might rank up there because – Walters K, Walters S, and Mr. Langer, they are pests. But I guess Kevy's got to be serious.
Yeah, definitely Alan Langer. He'd be the biggest pest of all by country mile.
Mate, I'm going to throw a few different ones at you and get your first thought. Who's the best trainer? If you had to rate one as the best trainer at the club?
Probably Paddy Carrigan.
Who's always complaining?
Corey Oates.
Who's never on time?
Who's never on time? Oh, Salwyn Cobbo.
Okay. Who's the most untidy in the locker room or the dressing room? If you're next to him, there's just crap everywhere.
Oh, Herbie Farnworth.
There you go. Good sport. Yeah. Thanks, mate. There are the Broncos right inside the camp from Thomas Flegler himself. Appreciate it, mate.
All good. No worries.
Kevin Campion has dropped in again. A favourite of any club that he did play at. In total, Campo, there were six. Which do you consider your club?
Look, if the Broncos and Warriors are playing,
yep.
So I've got to flip the coin. So okay. I love both clubs. I've got you know, great memories at each of those clubs. The Broncos, probably the Warriors more so, that I really made a difference at that club.
You did.
As a player. More so than I did as a player at the Broncos. And I played with some wonderful players there.
The mighty Adelaide Rams, a Super League experiment. Looking back, is it sort of cool to be a part of history to have a year with them?
Oh, mate, we had such a great time in Adelaide. It's such a beautiful city.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of Brisbane. It's a very easy city to navigate around.
Yep.
You've got the beach is really close. Not that you'd swim there, but and the cafes and restaurants in Adelaide are second to none. Look, and the you've got the Brosser out in the west. Look, just a beautiful place, but unfortunately wasn't good for football.
For a boy from Serena in Queensland, you travelled around a lot. Which city that you played from suited you most as a person and why?
Brisbane. Brisbane, because we lived like 200 metres from the club. I used to get on my push bike. I didn't even have to pedal down the hill to roll into training. So that's how close we were. Very convenient. Look, I loved New Zealand. We lived on the eastern bays around Mission Bay, I think it was.
Yep.
Mission Bay, and so it was. You know, we always did the back route to Ericsson Stadium. So that was, I loved New Zealand because there's water everywhere. So
yeah.
Wherever you go in New Zealand, you can see the water. And I love my fishing. Stace used to take me out a fair bit, and made the snapper over there are just unbelievable.
Galaxyfinance.com.au. Ask for Leanne for a free chat. 2020, what a year. What a fucking crazy year. For some, though, a year to remember. Dale Finucane, how do you look back on 2020?
Yeah, it was a crazy year. You know, I think when we started the year, you know, we'd done our preseason in Melbourne. I think we played the first two rounds. Did we play with crowds? We played the first two rounds, with crowds. And then, you know, after that, we went away for an unknown period of time. So, you know, it could have been, you know, 6 weeks, could have been 6 months. We sort of didn't know at that period of time. So I think it ended up being about a 6 to 7 week period where, you know, we were just at home. Everyone had been told to return back to, you know, where they're from, whether it be New Zealand, New South Wales, Queensland. So, you know, everyone went back for a period of time that was unknown. So, what did we do after that? We went back to Albury where we did a 3 to 4 week sort of mini preseason before the season had started up again. You know, for the season to resume again back in Melbourne without crowds. You know, and then had to find out that we'd relocate to the Sunshine Coast, which was initially meant to be for a period of 2 to 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Which when we got there, and I think when we were talking to, we were in one of those Apollo protocol meetings, talking to Dave Heslop, I think. And I think once the end of that meeting had occurred, we just realised that we're not leaving, you know, until the end of the season, which ended up being a 4 month period. But, you know, it was probably one of the best things, you know, for the club and, you know, for the people involved in it because, you know, it sort of forced us to, like, sort of forced the connection, you know, between just the players, but the partners as well. And, you know, a lot of the majority of the families had, you know, relocated up there and brought their kids up there. You know, some people had school age kids up there. So I think Jerome Hughes's partner, Molly, she was, you know, teaching a lot of the kids, you know, throughout the day, the school day, and then they'd return, you know, learn from their parents for a couple of hours and then, you know, go down and play the pool for a while. So it was been a pretty good school year for the kids. You had Frank Panisi's wife as well, actually, our manager of football. She came and did some teaching for the kids as well. But, you know, I think, yeah, as I said, it sort of forced the connection, you know, to because we were sort of isolated in that one place for that period of time. So, you know, if anything, it was a positive experience to do that. And, you know, I think winning the premiership, you know, last year in 2020 probably made more special because of what we did overcome for the year. As I said, you look back at the year and, you know, the competition had stopped for a period of time. We relocated to Albury for a while, back to Melbourne, then to the Sunshine Coast, sort of look back at all those things that we sort of endured. And then, you know, to achieve the big prize at the end was, you know, such a special feeling. And, you know, and all the while sort of, you know, doing it for the state of Victoria as well, because we sort of, you know, really empathised what was going on, you know, back in the state at the time. It was in lockdown.
Yeah.
You know, people couldn't leave their houses. You know, people were losing their jobs. So, you know, it was really, you know, special and it really meant a lot to our players to make sure that we were, you know, representing, you know, where we're from. So, you know, it was made all the more special for that reason.
You got one standout memory from the GF, something that'll stay with you?
Oh, you know, I think, obviously, we started the game really well. You know, I think we were up, you know, 22-0 at halftime, or 26-0, whatever it was at halftime. So, you know, sort of went in at halftime feeling really confident. But, you know, when they got back to within a try and we had 11 players on the field, I was starting to get a little bit worried because, you know, we'd spent a 10-minute period with 12 men, and then I think Brandon was sent off with, you know, a minute to go or something, and, you know, we had to kick off and literally defend the one play.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though it sounds simple, defend one play, you know, there's 11 men on the field. They're doing their best to, you know, to win the game. You know, I think once that final tackle was made, I think, you know, Felice Kaufusi made the final tackle on the Penrith Panthers player. Once that sort of whistle had blown, like, that's, you know, that was a really special moment because we all scrambled so much during that sort of set of six, and, you know, just sort of really, yeah, a really special moment.
Question: what's the greatest sound in the world? But what's better than cracking a coldie? Cracking half a dozen. This is Six Pack of Superstars, revealing our top six. We know you're loving our Six Pack of Superstars. We get more mail and more suggestions for this segment than any other. If you do have a suggestion, email us at mailbox@andyraymondunfiltered.com.au. I enjoy it too, but I enjoy it more when we get someone a little on the loose side to take their picks, and we are very well covered here. Jolie Thompson, sorry, mate, yeah. you're with me. You're one of the loose units, yeah. But I want to know, who are the six loosest units you've played with or against? Fire away.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't want to throw too many under the bus, but yeah, when I went to Canberra, obviously Toddy Carney, yeah. Very publicised. Obviously hung around him a bit early on there.
Yep,
first away because we got along. Loved having the beer. I think that these days, I think he's slowed things down. He's doing well up in the Gold Coast, but
he's been a good boy.
A good boy, which is good to see. You know, again, another guy that's sort of slowed down, which is really good to see. He's living in Melbourne, but Joel Monaghan, champion guy, but loose as in just one of the funniest blokes you'd ever meet. Entertaining, had some great laughs with him, had some great drinks with him, obviously. There's a lot coming from Canberra, actually, when I think of it. But, Blakey Ferguson.
Sorry, Fergo.
I haven't checked on him for a while, but I guess he was, he was one of the guys that you want to go and sit up at a local and just have a beer with, have a good laugh, very entertaining.
Or on the roof of a house, depending on where you are.
Yeah, didn't get a chance to get on the roof of him, but, you know, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Who else? Where are we? Well, I don't even know if I'll get the six. Trying to think off the top of my head. See, that was earlier on in my career, and there was more loose humans back in those periods than there is these days.
Mate, you know what? I reckon if you've mentioned three, those three are so good. It's like six of anyone else's list. Todd Carney, Joel Monaghan, and Blake Ferguson. You're having a hell of a time there.
That could actually add up to 10, I believe, with... so many good times, and I've had my own little story where I had to have a year off the drink, obviously from an accident, but I'm back having red wines and under control, and my wife sort of grabs the bottle off me and puts it back in the cupboard. But I've had so many great times over that period as well, and it probably goes back to my point about being a professional that I probably could have been. I think drinking probably hit me back a little bit, but I still had some really good times, some great memories through rugby league, and it's been awesome.
Always a pleasure chatting, Big Nuts. Chat again soon.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Would you like a personal message? Something nice, something sweet, something highly inappropriate and downright rude? I can do that. I'm on Swish now. Whatever your occasion, whatever the message, go to heyswish.com, Swish, SWYSH. Go there and search Andy Raymond. Whatever you want, whenever you want, consider it done. A cool and a different present for that special occasion, or you don't even need an occasion. You might just want to give one of your mates a serve. Our Legend series is a collection of the greatest interviews in rugby league with the greatest names in rugby league. Let's wind back the clock. Episodes 26 and 27 to the great Craig Bellamy. You mentioned assistant coaches. Stephen Kearney, Brad Arthur, Anthony Seibold, Adam O'Brien, Dean Pay, Michael Maguire, Nathan Brown, Kevy Walters, amongst others. All guys that have been your assistants and part of your system. It's a very established footprint. Does that put a smile on your face knowing you've helped and helped guide a large group of successful young men on their journey?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, I don't sort of, you know, we don't go booting our chest about down in Melbourne. Again, obviously, they've been assistant coaches for the club, so it's not only me, it's, you know, to be quite honest, a lot of those coaches will learn a lot off our players, you know, Cameron and Cooper and Billy, you know, those sort of guys. I'm really proud of, you know, as on behalf of, you know, the Melbourne Storm of how those guys have got their start, I suppose, in their coaching careers with us, or they've come to us at some stage to further their education in being a coach. And, you know, and having gone on to, you know, being NRL coaches, and in Kevy's case, an Origin coach. Yep. We're all really proud of them, and really, you know, proud of the way all the things that the club has done to help them get where they've got to today.
Does it give you satisfaction to see them progress in their career, or does it piss you off because you lose another assistant?
I've never really thought about too much about it like that. No, we're always happy for those guys to go to a higher position. I think there's a couple of them probably left that were assistants and went to another club as an assistant before they had a head coach. So, probably it's hard for me to understand why you went to another job that was the same job, another club. But certainly, all those guys, you know, have left on a good note. You know, I've never seen necessary that I've never sacked a coach at the Storm. I've never told the coach you're on your bike. So they know when it's time to move on. And but like I say, those guys especially that have gone to, from, you know, being assistant coach at the Storm to a head coach at other clubs, you know, there's no ill feeling there at all. That's what they've worked so hard for. And, we're only too happy to let them take that opportunity.
More recently, this chat with another legend, former Rooster, now Sharks coach, Craig Fitzgibbon, episodes 214 and 215. Adrian Morley gets a lot of the credit for the physicality, rightfully so. You were the silent and smiling assassin. Anyone we've done a Legend series interview with, from Chris Walker to Adrian Morley, Mick Crocker, Chris Flannery, they say Fitzy was the one we looked to. Nice rap.
Yeah, it is. I think Freddie was – I defended next to Freddie, and he was so demanding. Like, he would, like, just – the pressure I was under to fulfill my role and make sure he was in I was in the right position for our edge defense. And I just got to thank him for never letting me take my foot off the gas. And I just couldn't do it. And to this day, we still talk about it. We're still so close. And he's helped my career enormously on field and off now. That fills you with pride. Like, you, every player, you always want to be someone that the players want to play alongside.
100%.
Like, it's a big, yeah. So it's not – I was always more proud of that sort of stuff than anything else. And, like, you know, I didn't know that those guys have said that now, and you say that, and it fills me with pride. I don't – I didn't know that. Didn't know that, but, yeah, that's about, you know, as a player, it's all you could ask for if your teammates acknowledge you that way.
344 episodes of Rugby League Talk that will leave you with a permanent hard-on. True, it is. It's rugby league porn right here. And you can listen to any episode at any time and it'll make sense because all of our interviews have been done so that they don't date. You can go back and download the whole lot of them and make your way through them. None of them ever date. Here's Jai Arrow from 18 months ago.
It's obviously a club with a lot of history and it's pretty special when you walk down into the sheds and you see all the old teams back from the start in 1908. So definitely had a little squiz at all of that. And, training's been good. I'm really enjoying my time with the new players and, trying to build new friendships and bonds with the players because I'm here for the next 4 years. So that'll be my main focus.
Mate, some guys are absolute footy tragics and they love the history of the game and they learn about the history of the game. And obviously, as you said, Souths have got such a huge history. Are you one of those footy nerds that knows everything about everything and what's gone on in the past or not so much?
Yeah, look, I would consider myself a footy tragic. Not that I know absolutely everything about footy, but I definitely, I guess, take note of history and, I'm very, aware of what's happened in the past, and especially coming to South Sydney, I've tried to, I guess, learn as much as I can about the history that they have. Yep. And as I said, it's pretty cool looking at all the photos. And literally, there's so many photos in black and white, so that's going back way back. So it's pretty cool to see, and the jerseys and shorts, the socks, the haircuts, everything, just everything about it to these days is so different. But it's very, I guess, rewarding to look at knowing that I'm a part of a club has such a proud history. And it's exciting for myself.
It was a huge move for you. As a result, it was big news and it seemed to drag on and on. And I'm talking it seemed for you like it dragged on and on. God, was it tough to deal with, mate, the fact that it was front and back page news for so long and everyone wanted to know what you were doing right then?
Yeah, I guess at the time it was pretty hard for myself.
Yeah.
I obviously had a massive decision to make and to leave my hometown where I grew up since I was at the age of 4 years old and pretty much never left since then. And I guess telling Justin and telling the club and telling, the boys is probably the hardest thing, but I feel like it was the best thing for myself and something that I had to do and definitely have no regrets over. I'm very, very happy with where I'm at down here and with what's going on. But at the time, it was pretty hard. I never wanted it to get spiraled out of control with all the media and stuff. But it's funny how they get a hold of so many, how quickly they get a hold of things. And I wanted to try and get it done as soon as possible. But for myself, it was a big decision for myself. So I took my time and I let my manager do his thing. That's what I pay my manager for. So I let him do his thing. I made sure I did all the pros and cons about everything. And, ultimately I come up with the decision to come down south and I'm 100% happy with my decision. And I'm here for the next 4 years and I can't wait for the ride to see what happens.
Mate, from an outsider's point of view, I thought, you're only 25. I thought you handled it well. I thought you handled it maturely. The good news is it's all part of the growing curve and you're probably going to be better prepared in life, dealing with the media, dealing with contracts in the future because you've learned and because of what you've been through.
Yeah, definitely. It does help. And in the NRL these days, we have so much help with stuff to do with the media, with stuff to do with, say, working with kids and public speaking. With, obviously there can be good things about you and bad things about you, which we got to live with as, I guess, people in the spotlight these days. And, it comes with a job and, I consider this the best job in the world. So I'm not too fussed of sitting in front of a camera and blabbering on a bit. I'm good at that in general. So I don't mind talking a little bit of crap. So I'll just continue to do that.
Good man. It's awesome to be teaming up with Retro Rugby League Videos, a Facebook page for the hardcore and tragic footy fan just like us. From the old Commonwealth Bank Cup to first grade, the collection of videos weekly is insane. Check them out, legends. Go to Facebook and simply search Retro Rugby League Videos. You'll love it. breaking the stereotype of a front rower, this big guy in the last few years has completed a Certificate 3 in Fitness and a Bachelor of Commerce, all the while being a full-time professional league player. Alex Twile, I'd imagine it's a bit of a juggling act, finding the time or making the time.
Yeah, look, you know, we obviously, you know, train pretty hard and, you know, rugby league does take up a lot of my time, but, you know, it is my priority at the end of the day, you know. So it's not a long career, but, you know, it is my priority and I want to do the best I can, you know, while I have these years. So, you know, having something on the side, you know, I guess it's just the NRL providing us with really good tools, you know, providing us with the TEA and the elite athlete programs at unis. All them little things, you know, they really help and, you know, they really accelerate you in trying to achieve these things. So I can't thank the NRL enough for, you know, providing us with that platform. But, yeah, as I said before, you know, you've got to make sure that you're doing the best with what you've been given.
How important is it having a genuine distraction away from the football or the training field? Being able to live and breathe something away from, you know, that professional environment?
Yeah, definitely, you know. Like I said before, you know, rugby league does take up a lot of your juice. So
yeah,
you've got to make sure that you've got something away that, you know, you're refilling the cup, you know. You know, when I'm studying and stuff, it sort of takes your mind off footy and, yep, you know, gives you that compartmentalising your life, you know. So, you know, do a bit of study, then go back to training, you know, mixing it up. So I think it's really helped me with my football as well, you know, getting away and knowing when to turn on and turn off.
The Bachelor of Commerce opens up accountancy, consultancy, cybersecurity, economist, investment banker, to name a few options. Where could you see yourself possibly headed post-career, mate?
Well, I majored in marketing, so okay. I've obviously got a bit of a knack, and, you know, obviously the growing market and social media, the amount of influence that has on people today, you know, so I thought, you know, marketing was a good avenue for me to exhaust. And so I'll probably look at, you know, trying to enter some sort of marketing management role, or, you know, see where I can really branch off there. But, you know, I've obviously got a passion for, you know, the marketing space. So we'll just wait and see.
Awesome achievements. You're going great on the field too, legend. Chat again soon.
Thanks, Jamie.
Hey, legends. I hope you're enjoying this edition of Andy Raymond Unfiltered. How would you like to be part of our team? Our sponsorship packages are ready to go. From scripted ads to website placement and social media promotions, personal appearances, voice recordings and more, the opportunities are limited only by your imagination. You set the terms. Unfiltered is reaching hundreds of thousands of potential clients every single week, and we cater to businesses both big and small. We'll work with you to guarantee you get exactly what you want, how you want and when you want. Next week, we could be promoting you right here. Packages start from as little as a couple of $100. If you're interested in joining our team, go to our website and hit the sponsorship tab. Go to andyraymondunfiltered.com.au. This is the Rugby League Superpod, and each week, Clarkey from Clarkey's RL column, all over social media, he comes up with a call, and some weeks they're good, some weeks they're not so, and we forgive him for that because we just love him. We're more interested, though, in your comments, your answers, your opinions, whether you agree, whether you disagree, whether you go off on a tangent and have a rant of your own. We'll take the piss out of you and we simply don't care. Clarkey, welcome, legend. What's the call this week?
G'day, Andy and listeners. This week we're talking Dally M's. I've gone with Ben Hunt will win the Dally M medal this year. Others will come close, such as Nico Hines or maybe a James Tedesco, but Ben Hunt has edged ahead of the competition this season. And if the Dragons weren't so poor, the race wouldn't have been close at all. Andy, I know sometimes there's the argument that playing in a weaker side, can see you get more Dally M points, but I just think Ben Hunt on some occasions really did carry this Dragons side in 2022.
Mate, they would have been terrible, terrible without Ben Hunt. Look, I know that theory as well, but I've got two here from Facebook. The first one from Rowan Lewis, second one from Kevin Chambers. Rowan says, if the Dragons weren't poor, other players would have took points off Ben Hunt, given that's why there's flaws in the Dally M award. Kevin says, I'm sorry, but the Dally M player of the year has to steer his team into the top eight. It's unfair if his teammates are nufties and couldn't score in a brothel. But, mate, if your auntie had a set of nuts, it'd be your uncle. So I don't know what we're debating here. I understand what they're saying, but they're the rules. It's a 3-2-1 system. They're the rules, and Ben Hunt has been a standout.
He has been a standout. Brilliant take there as well, Andy. They're not alone. That Trey Mile from Instagram says, no one whose team can't even make the H win the Dally M that year. Just my opinion, though. Another interesting component is, I guess, Ben Hunt does lead the league in missed tackles, but we're looking at the negatives here. And if we look at the positives with how Ben Hunt played this year, they far outweigh those negatives. And I just think he's done more than enough under the current rule set, as you said, of voting 3-2-1 each week.
Nicho Hynes gets a lot of mentions, a lot of mentions on Facebook. Cool and Briggs says, Hynes by a street. The bloke steered the Sharks into the second best record in the comp. That has to count for something. Again, agree with the theory, but it counts for nothing. It's an individual game, an individual points thing.
Yeah, Junior Glover on Instagram, very similar as well. And he says, I think it'll be Hynes. Sharks won 11 of their past 12. It's been 9 weeks since it went behind closed doors, and Nicho runs him down, in my opinion. I think Nicho Hynes will finish second. I thought he needed a 3-point performance in round 25 to overtake Ben Hunt, and I didn't give him the 3 points, Andy. I could only find 1 point for Nicho Hynes in the round 25 game there for the Sharks.
That's really interesting. Tyrone Burns says, to be fair, the best player shouldn't come from a side that finished 10th. Nathan Tone says, not Hunt. Dragons lost too many in the home stretch. Not Teddy. Manu would have taken many points away from him mid-season. And Keary in the back end, as good as he is, I don't think they will quite beat Hynes.
Yeah, Hynes is very, very popular. Just reading through more comments here. One factor of all this, Andy, that I really love is I thought Ben Hunt got his redemption moment, if you will, in the State of Origin. But 90s Aussie kid, he says, agreed, he'll win it. What a redemption story. Broncos chose Milford over him. He drops the ball in that grand final. Now he seals an Origin decider and probably wins the Dally M. I've got to admit, Andy, I don't think there would be much better redemption stories in our game if Ben Hunt does go full circle and wins a Dally M this year.
I think that was typed by Andrew McCulloch. what a redemption story that was for Benny Hunt. Some wonderful responses, some wonderful opinions, some misguided ones out there as well. But that's the beauty of rugby league and opinions. They're ours and they all count. Clarkie, thank you very much for that, mate. Where can we find you?
Thanks, Andy. All over social media, guys, under Clarkie's Rugby League column.
Having a bet on sport this week? Top this. Top Sport's Same Game Multi gives you the most competitive multiple for every leg. And with hundreds of markets to choose from across sports and racing, you're sure to find a combination unlike any other. And they'll let you on for plenty. So if you want to get the top odds every time, download the app today and bet your way. Top that. Visit topsport.com.au. Top Sport. Feel the excitement.
Gamble responsibly.
And when you do join up to Top Sport, make sure you use the promo code UNFILTERED. You'll get the full VIP treatment. I can guarantee you of that, because joining us is the CEO of Top Sport, Tristan Merlihan. What a fabulous time of year. We've got AFL, NRL finals time just around the corner. There's a couple of World Cups of note. The good horses are back, as we've seen over the last fortnight, mate.
Yeah, it's an exciting time of the year. You've got the highest quality footy games. You've got the AFL Grand Final on Saturday, two huge prelim finals, three massive days of racing, which is great to see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then, as you say, it doesn't all finish when the footy season's finished this year. We've got an NRL World Cup, or Rugby League World Cup, should I say, then a Football World Cup too. So it's a very, very exciting period coming up.
Rugby League World Cup, mate, has there been much interest in it from a betting perspective? And if so, are punters starting to look at other nations apart from Australia?
Yeah, there has been a little bit of support. I think the in particular the New Zealand side, their team on paper just looks so good.
Yeah,
so the Aussies are a warm favourite at $1.45, but the Kiwis have been back from $7 into $4.40. So they've been very, very well supported. Then you got England at 10, Tonga at 13, now Samoa. They're into $15. There's obviously a bit of talk around about some potential coaching and some players moving around. So that firm from 34 into 15 in the last 24 hours.
$34 to $15 in 24 hours?
Yes, yeah, I've been very, very well backed overnight.
There we go. Okay, mate, let's take a look at this weekend. Where is the money going in our two eliminators?
Yeah, the two eliminators, we've seen a push for the Cowboys just in the last 24 hours, which is probably a little bit different to what my thoughts. I thought it was close to a 50-50 game, and I thought maybe the money might come for the Eels late, but I think the punters are just saying Cowboys week off up there at Townsville, they're going to be very hard to beat. It's $1.70 North Queensland, $2.20 Parramatta, 2.5 is the line, and we're now 185 the minus, 195 the plus, but it should be an absolute beauty.
Any significant changes to the dollars in both games?
In the other game has seen the Bunnies were backed at the plus early in the week, but now Penrith's been supported. So the line's 8.5 there. Penrith 136, South Sydney 320. The interesting note for both of these games is we've seen a push for the unders, obviously with a little bit of weather around in both places. So the Panthers game's down to 40 flat now. So that's looking like it's going to be a tight, low-scoring game.
Yeah, every chance with the way the Panthers are defending. Our free bet, courtesy of Top Sport each week, raising money for the Ricky Stewart Foundation. We're going to go against the trend here, buddy, in game number one. We're going to go over total points, which is at 42.5 for the Cowboys and the Eels on Friday night. And the Panthers at the line, a line of 8.5, as Tristan just said in Saturday's game. Love to thank Top Sport while we can. They've been awesome setting up this account, and hopefully we can have a little bit of a donation at the end of the footy season, mate.
Yeah, well, I'll put that bet on there. We've got the over 42.5 in the Cowboys Eels game, and then minus eight and a half for Penrith. Works out at $3.71. So we've already got a balance there of $1,324. So it'd be nice if we could get it up near $2,000 by the end of the season.
Certainly would. Racing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Can you talk me out of Paul Ehe in the Moore Stakes at the Valley on Friday?
Oh, it certainly looks the hardest to beat. It looks a really, really good field, though. The Mooney Valley Sprint, it normally sets up the carnival, and I'm really excited for it. I think there's some good horses in the race as well, like just down the field. I love Ballinipatina at big odds whenever it's at double figures. But the one that I think, Rothfire, obviously the Queenslander bounce back to form, but the one that might be able to just go to another level is Isotope. It's coming back from injury. It's $19 as well. And then you've got Cool and Gadda, who's probably just a little bit plain there first up. It's $10 in a $9.50 as well. But Paul Ely, be very hard to beat first up, but it's a high-quality field.
Cool and Gather at the lightweight, almost outrageous to think that it's sitting at $10 at the moment. Isotope, there's been many, many a punter, myself included, over the years that have had Isotope at some odds and collected. The Golden Rose, a lot of focus on that on Saturday. I am all in secret. Love, love, love.
Well, it's been well back, $3 into $2.70. It's a very clear favourite now that Best of Bordeaux is scratched out of the race. It's going to be very hard to beat, obviously, 3 out of 4 wins thus far. But you do have some other good horses in the race. Fireburn, obviously, a star. Wasn't quite there first up. It'll take improvement on that run. She's Extreme, $9.50 as well. Golden Miles is the other one in the market, $5.50 out to $6. But the one the punters have come for has been Jackano, $7.50 into $7. Really, really good race. Excited to see how it plays out. And, hopefully with the weather plays its part on Saturday at Rose Hill.
Mate, no NRL Sunday, but we do have the Underwood at Sandown, elite field. And I think I'm just going to sit and watch this one. But what are the punters saying?
Yeah, the punters are saying it's a small field, only 6 runners and 2 of them outside 20-1. But the other 4 in it, it is going to be an absolute cracker. You got Zaki, the star. It's $2.50 favourite. I'm Thunderstruck. It might be the new star. It's $2.80. Mm. Then Mr. Brightside, it might be the new star as well. 2 wins already this campaign. And then Alligator Blood, it's starting to come back into a little bit of form with a good run there last start, 2 at $7.50. So 4 horses there, and Moonga and Nonconformist. You never know what can happen in those small fields. So going to be an absolute beauty. Sandown, it's their biggest meeting of the year other than the Zipping Stakes there at the end of the spring. So check that out on Sunday. It adds a little bit of interest to the weekend where there's no NRL or AFL on.
You want the best prices, the best customer support. If you want the most markets and the greatest punting experience, check them out, topsport.com.au. Even better, download the app. Use the promo code UNFILTERED. You'll get the full VIP treatment. You might even make a dollar or two as well. This is the part of the podcast where we've put you in charge. You're asking the questions, our superstars are giving their answers. Look out! Let's start with the Flash, Larry Corowa. This is from Ray Brody, and it's more of a statement that he wants to get your opinion on. He says, gee, the role and game of a winger has certainly changed in 40 years, hasn't it? They're chalk and cheese, what they used to do and what they do now.
Oh, yeah, you've got to be 6 foot six and you can jump in the air. Well, a few years ago, but they've sort of been changing it now. And back in my day, I would have probably scored another 40 tries from, you know, the corner post was out back in my day, but yeah, it's changed, and players are more athletic these days than what we were, mate, and they're more professional, but you know, I'm still the old back line, get deep back line and run under the ball and into the gaps.
Exactly right. Run into gaps. Run into spaces, not shoulders.
Yeah.
Not quite as quick, but not far off, the great Josh Morris. This is the best question of this podcast, and I reckon this young lady deserves to be in journalism somewhere. From Tracy D on Insta, was there a deal, spoken or not, that you and Brett would finish together, or was it just the way it played out?
No, it was just the way it played out. Obviously, we'd spoken about when we first started, we wanted to play in the same team for our whole journey, and it just didn't work out that way. And you know, we often spoke about how cool would it be if we ended up finishing in the same team together. Although Brett was injured, we still managed to finish in the same team together. And it certainly wasn't.
Firebrand Barbecue does it better than anyone else. Why? Because they're the immortals of the barbecue. Online at firebrandbarbecue.com.au or in-store at Arndell Park, where we're dealing with, now get this, over 550 square metres of barbecue heaven. There's a massive range of barbecues, smokers, rotisseries and fire pits. There's a cafe, a deli, the country's widest range of barbecue pantry items, and of course, their fuel products as well. Saturday is market day with 20% off all fuel products. It's the day to visit. Lift your barbecue game and check out firebrandbarbecue.com.au or call 1-800-FIRE-UP and let them know we sent you. You'll be sizzling soon. I don't think ScoMo actually picks the side. I think it's Mal Meninga. Well, he's more powerful than Scotty Morrison anyway, but the Prime Minister's 13 is a long-held tradition in rugby league for young emerging players to represent their country as players, probably equally as importantly as ambassadors. Paul Momorowski was in the 2019 PM's 13 that travelled to Fiji. He joins us. How was the experience, mate?
Yeah, that was a great experience. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. I wasn't expecting it. I was not expecting it at all.
Yeah.
It was a big surprise. But it was a great experience. Obviously, get to mingle with some great players, spend a week in camp there, travel to Fiji, and sort of immerse yourself in the culture and get to play there. And yeah, it was definitely a cool experience.
Is it more than just about footy? Is that how Mal treats it? Is it about being an ambassador for the country and the game?
Yeah, definitely. I think for the players that we verse in Fiji, I think it's massive experience for them as well, not just us coming over and us spending a week there and seeing their country. For them, I think it's they're playing in front of their local crowd, and you could definitely feel that. I actually played against one of the boys that are in the Penrith New South Wales Cup squad, and we were having a laugh about it a couple of months ago, which is quite cool to see him come over here now and play. So, yeah, there's definitely benefits for both involved.
Did you go weak at the knees and a little sheepish the first time you met Mal Meninga? Because he's a big man with a very big presence in rugby league.
Yeah, he is. Wasn't the first time I'd met Mal, but when I did first meet him, yeah, definitely. He's obviously the stature he has in the game, and as a person, but he's a great bloke and easily approachable and easy to talk to. So it wasn't, once you sort of got past that first conversation, no, he's great.
Great experience, wonderful achievement, one you look back on really fondly in years to come. Thanks for dropping in, mate. We'll chat again soon.
No problem.
Hooker and fullback, for me, the two positions in the modern game with probably the most depth. Happy Coruscant has been kind enough to drop on in. Mate, at 28, I hate to break this news to you, but you're the old fella now. Some of these young number nines are just awesome.
They really are, mate. There's so many of them in our game now too, and they're all playing fantastic footy, mate. So, yeah, there's plenty going around.
There's no stamp and set parameters on what a hooker needs to be, because if we look at, say, Reed Marnie, Harry Grant, Jaden Brayley and Reece Robson, four of the real young guns, what I like, they're different type of players within themselves. They've got different strengths.
Yeah, oh, 100%. There's so many facets of someone's game, and like you said, their strengths and weaknesses, you know, vary over the spectrum. But yeah, you just named four really, really talented young men who are actually playing really good footy, and you know, you can see them going a long way.
The new rules for a hooker in particular now, these young blokes are going to get used to it really quickly because they're new in first grade, but you guys are covering so much more ground. Your reaction time has been shut right down. It's a very different game, isn't it, to what it was 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, 100%. You know, that wrestle really dominated the NRL for a while.
Yeah.
Teams are just figuring out ways to slow that rock down. But, yeah, that six-again rule really changed things up. And I think everyone sort of had to adapt as quick as they could too. So if you got left behind, you know, I think it sort of showed.
Young and energetic is great, but that calm in crucial moments, that's what you learn with experience, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's a massive you know, you got all the athleticism when you're young. So yeah, when you get a bit older, you sort of need to work on the IQ side of footy a little bit. So, yeah, it's definitely helped over the, you know, career being in there for a while.
Want to win an unfiltered trucker's hat? Go to Apple, Spotify or wherever you're listening and subscribe to the podcast. Then simply give us a 5-star rating and review. Write whatever you want. We don't care. It's the stars that matter. Funniest weekly review wins the prize. Simple. The winner of the Truckers Cap this week is Big Head Ray. We're sending you out the prize. It's one size fits all, so I hope it does fit on that melon of yours. Thank you also to RJC, Nickname 009 and Hyper Horse on Apple, and elsewhere to Trent Van, Turtlehead Ron, Susie Q and Rick with a P. All legends. Leave a review, win a cap. It's that easy. Make it stand out. That's my tip. Oh, and another tip. Don't get married, kids. It sucks. My missus is about as much fun as a Wayne Bennett press conference. Fuck, I hope she doesn't hear this. Take a breath and enjoy it. The footy is on and your weekend is sorted. Enjoy the game. Order a pizza. Grab a coldie. Go hard on a 5-leg multi. And don't forget, as always, back Pikey in the last.